Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Dosan Gawei, Dosan Xiaohui.
Good morning.
非常欢迎弟兄姊妹借着网络一起去敬拜神。
Welcome everybody online worship today.
今天我想跟大家分享的主题是新常态下的信心生活。
The sermon title today is A Faithful Living in the New Age of the New Norm.
我要用的经文是创世纪第八章。
The verse today is Genesis chapter 6.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
首先让我介绍一下这个创世纪第八章的背景。
Let me introduce the background of Genesis chapter 8.
在第六章，那么世人去犯罪，造成整个世界的败坏。
In chapter 6, man sinned. The world was corrupted.
神非常的忧伤，非常难过。
God grieved.
所以他赐下洪水作为公义的审判和惩罚。
So he sent a flood as a righteous judgment and punishment.
但是在那个时代有一个人叫做挪亚。
But in that period of time, there's a person named Noah.
圣经形容他是一个义人，完全与神同行。
He was righteous, perfect, and walked with God.
所以在希伯来书说，他是一个有信心的人，因为他顺服神，建造了方舟。
In book of Hebrews said, Noah by faith,submitted to God and built the ark.
所以神就借着方舟拯救了诺亚一家和所有的动物。
So through the ark, God saved the house of Noah and all the animals.
所以到第八章，也就是一个新的世纪的开始。
So go to chapter 8, it's a beginning of the new era.
我们可以说是一个洪水之后的一个新的世纪。
After the flood, a new beginning.
2020也是一个史无前例的一年。
So 2020 is unprecedented.
我们在今年里面，我们经历了很多的新常态。
So this year is absolutely new normal.
比如说，我们都要戴口罩。
Wearing mask.
保持社交的距离。
Social distancing.
新的方式去工作、学习和敬拜。
There's a new way in work, school, and worship.
所以今天我盼望我们一同可以去从挪亚的生命里面去学习。
So we want to learn from the light of Noah.
如何可以在这种新常态的生活中间去过一个信心的生命
？So how can we faithful living in the age of the new normal?
我今天会有两点和大家分享。
I want to share with two main points.
第一点，挪亚的信心是显现在他的等待神上。
So Noah, the faith of Noah was manifested by his waiting on God.
第二点，挪亚的信心显现在他的敬拜神上。
Secondly, faith of Noah was manifested by his worshiping of God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝。
Dear Heavenly Father.
感谢你召聚你的儿女一同敬拜。
Thank you for gathering your children to worship you together.
我们为2020年献上感恩。
We give thanks in the year of 2020.
虽然2020年有疫情、社会公益事件和政治分裂。
Despite the pandemic, racial discrimination and social unrest.
你借着先知以赛亚对我们说话。
You speak to us through Prophet Isaiah.
说不要害怕。
Fear not.
因为我与你同在。
Because I am with you.
不要惊慌。
Fear not.
因为我是你的上帝。
So I am your God.
我必要坚固你。
So I will solidify you.
帮助你。
Help you.
公义的右手扶持你。
With my righteous right hand, I will support you.
感谢上帝，你的慈爱和你的话语是我们的力量和帮助。
Thank for your love and your word to help us.
今天也求你使用你的仆人向我们说话。
Use your servant to speak to us.
预备我们有聆听的耳，顺服的心。
Prepare our ear and obey.
奉主名求祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
好，那让我们一起去打开创世纪的第八章，让我们一起去读经文。
So let's read the verses today in chapter 8, Genesis chapter 8.
所以我们会一个段落一个段落的读。
So session by session.
八章的一到五节，神纪念挪亚和挪亚方舟里的一切走兽牲畜，神叫风吹地，水势渐落，渊源和天上的窗户都闭塞了，天上的大雨也止住了，水从地上渐退，过了150天，水就渐消。7月17日，方舟停在亚拉腊山上，就渐消。到10月初1日，山顶都现出来了。Next.
Verses 1 to 5, by God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and the livestock that were with him in the ark, and he sent a wind over the earth, and the waters receded. Now the springs of the deep and the floodgates have been closed, and the rain has stopped falling from the sky. The water receded steadily from the earth. At the end of the 150 days, the water had gone down, and on the 17 days of the 7th month, the ark came to rest on the Mount of Ararat. The waters continued to recede until the 10th month, and on the first day of the 10th month, the tops of the mountain became visible.
在这里讲到雨已经停住了。
We talk about the rain had stopped.
神用大风去吹大地，让水变得干了。
So God used the wind to dry up the land.
那方舟就停在了一座的高山上。
And the ark stopped at the top of a mountain. And the top of the mountain appeared.
好 ，next， 我们继续读六到十二节。放出一只乌鸦去，那乌鸦飞来飞去，直到地上的水都干了。他又放出一只鸽子去，要看看水从地上退了没有，但遍地上都是水，找不着落脚之地，就回到方舟挪亚那里。挪亚伸手把鸽子接近方舟来，他又等了7天，再把鸽子从方舟放出去。到了晚上，鸽子回到他那里，嘴里叼着一个新拧下来的橄榄叶子，挪亚就知道地上的水退了。他又等了7天，放出鸽子去，鸽子就不再回来了。
So verse 6, after 40 days, Noah opened a window and he had made in the ark and sent out a raven, and it kept flying back and forth until the water had dried up from the earth. Then he sent out a dove to see if the water had receded from the surface of the ground, but the dove could find nowhere to perch, because there was water over all the surface of the earth. So they returned to Noah in the ark. He reached out his hand and took the dove and brought it back to him in the ark. He waited 7 more days and again sent out the dove from the ark. When the dove returned to him in the evening, there in its beak was a freshly plucked olive leaf. Then Noah knew that the water had receded from the earth. He waited 7 more days and sent the dove out again, but this time it did not return to him.
挪亚分别放飞了一只乌鸦和一只鸽子3次时间去了解周围的环境。
So Noah sent out a raven, then a dove, 3 times to survey the surroundings.
那么乌鸦是一种不洁净的鸟类，在圣经中间记载。
The raven is an unclean scavenger.
那它是吃这些尸首的腐肉。
So he feasts on the corpse.
那么鸽子呢？它是喜欢很干燥、很洁净的这样一种动物。
Dove is clean and prefers dry land.
当鸽子叼着叶子回到番舟的时候
，So when the dove returned with the freshly plucked olive leaves in his beak.
那这个叶子就是表示呢，水已经从地上退了多日，所以橄榄树重新发芽长叶子。
And man, waters had receded for some time since it took time for new leaves to grow.
所以 next, 那么鸽子呢，衔着橄榄枝，就是我们现在成为了一个和平的记号。
Dove's olive branch in its beak is a symbol of peace.
好，我们继续读十三到十九节 next.
We'll continue verses 13 to 19.
到挪亚601岁，正月初一日，地上的水都干了。挪亚撤去方舟的盖观看，便见地面上干了。到了2月27日，地就都干了。对挪亚说，你和你的妻子、儿子、儿妇都可以出方舟。在你那里，凡有血肉的活物，就是飞鸟、牲畜和一切爬在地上的昆虫，都要带出来，叫它在地上多多滋生，大大兴旺。挪亚和他的妻子、儿子、儿妇都出来了，一切走兽、昆虫、飞鸟和地上所有的动物，各从其类，也都出了方舟。Next.
So verses 13 to 19. By the first day of the first month of Noah, 601st year.The water had dried up from the earth. Noah then removed the covering from the ark and saw that the surface of the ground was dry. By the 27th day of the second month of the earth was completely dry. Then God said to Noah, come out of the ark, you and your wife and your son and their wives. Bring out every kind of living creature that is with you, the birds, the animals, and all the creatures that move along the ground so that they multiply on the earth.And be fruitful and increase in number on it. So Noah came out together with his son and his wife and his son's wives, the animal and all the creatures that move along the ground, and all the birds, everything that move on land, came out of the ark, one kind after another.
所以在这里，神亲自发出命令，他们可以离开方舟。
So God gave the order for Noah and the rest to leave the ark.
所以挪亚和他一家和所有的动物就离开了方舟。
So Noah's family and all the animals left the ark.
Next. 我们继续读二十到二十二节。
Continue to verse 20 to 22nd.
挪亚为耶和华筑了一座坛，拿各样洁净的牲畜、飞鸟献在坛上为燔祭。耶和华闻那馨香之气，就心里说，我不再因人的缘故咒诅地，人从小时心里怀着恶念，也不再按着我才行的灭各种活物了。地还存留的时候，夏强、寒暑、冬夏、昼夜就永不停息了。Next.
The verses 20, then Noah built an altar to the Lord and asked some of all the clean animals and clean birds.He sacrificed burnt offering on it. The Lord smelled the pleasing aroma and said in his heart, Never again will I curse the ground because of humans, even though every inclination of the human heart is evil from childhood. And never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done, as long as the earth endures. Seed times and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease.
挪亚离开方舟的第一件事情就是筑了一座坛给上帝。
The first thing Noah left the ark, built an altar for the Lord.
那么神喜悦挪亚的献祭。
So God was pleased with his offering.
所以神与挪亚立约。
Then therefore God established a new covenant.
允许说他不再用洪水去毁灭大地。
And he said, no more flood to destroy the earth.
Next. 好，今天我们的第一点是挪亚等待神的信心。
So Noah's faith in waiting on the Lord.
在第八章的一开始就说神纪念挪亚和挪亚方舟里的一切走兽牲畜。
Verses 1, at the beginning, God remembered Noah in the ark and all the wild animals.
那么大家知道挪亚一家在方舟里多长的时间吗？
Do you know how long they stay in the ark?
整整一年零十天。
1 year and 10 days.
那么我们的疫情从三月份到现在，我们居家隔离已经大概有9个月的时间了。
So since March, the stay-at-home order, it's been over 9 months now.
大家在家里应该都觉得很这个待得很闷，对不对？
So probably feel tired and bored.
但是我们还是可以去遛狗哦。
But we can still walk our dog.
去商店里去买东西。
And we can still shopping.
我们还可以去公园或者海滩。
We can still visit park and the beach.
那么我们即使待在家里，我们还可以通过电话和互联网和外界联系。
So we can still contact with outside world through phone and many other media or communication method.
但是你可以想象，如果是你待像挪亚一样待在方舟里一年零十个月，只是和动物们在一起，你会感觉如何？
Imagine if you're Noah staying in the ark for 1 year and 10 days with just animals. What would you feel?
你会觉得非常的焦虑和没有盼望。
Probably you feel hopeless and panic.
在等待中间，我们常常会埋怨。
So we always complain while waiting.
Next. 我们会好像诗人在诗篇13篇的第一章里面去埋怨。
So we may complain similar to the psalmist in 13.
耶和华，你忘记我要到几时呢？要到永远吗？你掩面不顾我要到几时呢？
How long, Lord, will you forgive me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?
当我们在等待的时候，我们常常觉得说上帝已经忘记我们了。
So while we wait, we may think God has forgotten us.
但是这不是事实。
But it's not true.
Next.先知以赛亚在49:14-16这样说。
In Isaiah chapter 49 verses 14-16.
既然说耶和华离弃了我，主忘记了我，妇人焉能忘记他吃奶的婴孩，不连续他所生的儿子？即或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。看哪，我将你铭刻在我掌上，你的强援藏在我眼前。 Next.
So verses 14-16, but Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, the Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child he has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are ever before me.
先知告诉我们，上帝就好像我们爱我们的妈妈。
So God just like a mother, a loving mother.
都在妈妈的心里面。
So we were always in the heart of our mother.
而且我们也是妈妈的掌上明珠。
So we're just like a pearl on mom's palm.
所以上帝不会忘记我们。
God will never forget us.
地上有些的父母忘记孩子，但是我们的天父永远不会忘记我们。
Some parents on the earth may forget their children, but Heavenly Father will never forget us.
Next. 挪亚也是顺服上帝的话，我们可以看到在15节这里，当上帝去向挪亚说话的时候，挪亚才离开方舟。
So when God said to Noah, then Noah left.The ark only after God commanded him to do so.
虽然挪亚通过放飞鸽子知道这个地已经干了。
Even though Noah already sent out dove and he knew the ground was dry.
但他依然等待，直到上帝清楚地告诉他离开方舟，他才行动。
He was waiting until God's order to leave the ark.
所以挪亚等待上帝的信心来自于他相信上帝纪念他。
Because his faith, he knew God remember him.
而且他信心来自于上帝的话语和上帝的应许。
He believed God's words and God's promise.
弟兄姐妹，你在等待什么？
So what are you waiting for, brothers and sisters?
可能你在等待疫苗出来，你可以跟家人团圆。
You're waiting for vaccines so you can have family gathering.
Yeah, 到这个月底，我们很快又要迎来圣诞节，也是我们家庭团圆的时间。
The end of this month will be Christmas. We're hoping for family reunion.
我们等待着我们可以自由的敬拜。
We hope we can worship in person.
上个月我有机会来到教会和大家一起 in person 的敬拜聚美，这是我今年一个非常美好的经历。
Remember last month I came to church to worship with you in person. Such a wonderful experience for me.
但大家知道，最近加州的州长又签发了三周的居家令。
So we will have additional 3 weeks stay-at-home order from Governor Newsom.
我们会觉得这个等待不知道要到什么时候。
So we don't know how it will end.
你是否在等待你的祷告被应允
？Are you waiting for your answer being fulfilled?
有些人可能在祷告自己家人朋友的健康疾病得到医治。
We pray for healing of the diseases.
有些人可能在祷告我们不幸的家人可以领受上帝的恩典。
And we're praying for the salvation of our families.
可能祷告我们的一些需要被满足，我们的经济，我们的工作，我们的关系上的需要。
Or our financial needs at work.And others.
可我们有些人在祷告，上帝给我们智慧和指引，我们要去做下一步的决定。
We pray for wisdom to make the decision for the future.
十二月份我们有一个叫做 Advent 基督降临节。
So in December there's an Advent.
那我们都在等待着庆祝我们的救主耶稣基督的生日。
So we will be celebrating the birthday of Jesus Christ.
让我们也一同去默想这样一个圣诞节的含义。
So let's meditate the true meaning of Christmas.
Next. 撒迦利亚书九章九节和十二节这样说：西安的民呐，应当大大喜乐；耶路撒冷的民呐，应当欢呼。看呐，你的王在你这里，他是公义的。并且施行拯救，谦谦和和的骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驹子。你们被囚而有指望的人，都要转回保障。我今日说明，我必加倍赐福给你们。Next.
So Zechariah chapter 9 verses 12, Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion, shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious.Lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Return to your fortress, your prisoners of hope. Even now I announce that I will restore twice as much to you.
先知撒迦利亚的名字就是神纪念。
Name of the prophet Zechariah means the Lord has remembered.
在那些被掳归回的以色列人在等待中间觉得没有希望的时候，
So it's about prophecy for Israel in captivity.
但是先知就把这样一个盼望，在五百年后弥赛亚要来到的盼望，去告诉他们。
The prophecy about waiting and hoping for coming of Messiah 500 years before Jesus was born.
Next. 启示录二十二章十二到十三和二十节，看哪，快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。我是阿拉法，我是俄梅伽，我是首先的，我是末后的，我是初，我是终。证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。阿门，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
So in Revelation chapter 22, verses 12 to 13 and 20, look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
我们纪念耶稣的生，这个出生。不单单只是感谢和纪念耶稣基督已经降临。
So we're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, not just because he has born.
而且是因为耶稣基督应许说他还要再来。
Also because the promise of the second coming of Jesus Christ.
所以当我们在等待圣诞节的时候，耶稣基督的再来是不是你最大的希望？
So it's the second coming of Jesus Christ when we celebrate Christmas being your biggest hope.
耶稣再来对你的意义是什么？
What's the meaning of second coming of Jesus Christ to you?
耶稣应许说，当他再来的时候，他会擦去我们的眼泪。
He promised he will wipe away every tear from our eyes when he comes again.
不再有死亡、悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛。
No more deaths, mourning, crying, or pain.
在这个地上所有因为罪和苦难带给我们的伤痛。
Because sin on earth, we suffer from pain.
上帝会给我们真正的安慰和鼓励。
Only God brings true comfort and encouragement.
上帝也应许会有新天新地和新耶路撒冷。
God also promised a new heaven, new earth, and a new Jerusalem.
你可以看到在这个地上充满了歧视、贫富悬殊、贪污腐败。
So there's discrimination, gap between wealthy and the poor, graft and corruption.
在这个地上没有真正的公义。
On earth, there's no true righteousness.
我们的盼望乃是在上帝的国度。
So we hope his kingdom comes.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的等待，在等待中是不是信任神？
Do we still have faith waiting on God?
知道说神纪念我们。
God remembers us.
所以我们要紧紧抓住上帝的话语和应许。
We should hold on tightly to God's words and promise.
我们要讲到挪亚敬拜神的信心。
So how Noah worshipped God in faith?
挪亚出方舟的第一件事情。
The first thing he did after leaving the ark.
他不是为自己造房子，乃是为耶和华筑坛。
He didn't build his own house, but built an altar for God.
而耶和华喜悦他的敬拜。
And the Lord...Pleased with his offering.
我们可以看到在创世纪第四章，亚伯的献祭和该隐的献祭。
So we can compare Genesis chapter 4 about the sacrifice between Abel and Cain.
那么上帝喜悦亚伯的献祭，也是因为亚伯的信心。
The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering because his faith.
挪亚的献祭表达他对上帝的感激。
The offering of Noah expressed his gratitude to God.
他把敬拜作为生命中的第一优先次序。
The worship was his first priority.
而上帝的回应是他不再用洪水毁灭大地。
And God responded that he will never destroy the earth with flood.
Okay, move the point. Yeah. 我们在2004年有部电影叫做《后天》。
In 2004, there's a movie called The Day After Tomorrow.
大家有没有看过？它是讲到再次洪水去淹没整个地球。
So I talk about another flood destroy the earth.
但我们知道不会再发生的事情，所以它只是一个想象。
So it's just a friction because we know such things should never happen.
Next. 因为上帝和挪亚有一个彩虹之约。
Because God made a covenant of rainbow with Noah.
Next. 在启示录四章三节，看那坐着的，好像碧玉和红宝石，又有红围着宝座，好像绿宝石。
And the one who sat there had appearance of jasper and ruby, a rainbow that shone like an emerald encircled the throne.
彩虹是上帝怜悯和恩典的记号。
Rainbow is the sign of God's mercy.
Next. 在以弗所书五章二节，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献与神。
Ephesians chapter 5 verses 2, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
我们是新约时代的基督徒。
So we are the Christian of New Testament.
因为耶稣基督的献祭，我们也在和上帝的约中。
Because Jesus gave himself to us as an offering, therefore we are in covenant with God.
在现在的这个新常态下，我们需要反思和更新敬拜的意义。
So we need to reflect the meaning of worship in the new normal.
敬拜不只是等于一天花两个小时去教堂去做礼拜。
The worship not just spending 2 hours on Sunday.
那第一个我们要反思一样东西，就是关于个人和家庭的敬拜。
Also about personal and family worship.
那卢云神父他曾经有一句话我和大家分享。
I want to share a saying from Pastor Nguyen.
Henry Nguyen, yeah. 那为什么来到教会之前的个人独处这么重要？
So why is so important for personal solitude before coming to church to worship?
因为我们知道我们是上帝所爱的儿女。
Because we're beloved son and daughter of God.
我们如果我们在独处中间我们不明白这个身份的时候，我们会期望在教会的社群中间来帮助我们明白这一点。
So we need to go to the community to understand such thing.
所以也就是对卢云来说，他说个人的敬拜和群体的敬拜都是很重要的。
So personal worship and corporate worship are both important.
我们需要首先有个人的独处敬拜，然后才来到教会的群体中。
So we need to have personal devotion before coming to church to worship.In a corporate setting.
那个人的敬拜可以帮助我们认识我们在基督里的身份。
So personal worship will understand our status with God.
我们是上帝所爱的儿女。
So we're beloved children of God.
上帝和我们有个人化的关系。
So we have personal relationship with God.
最近有一项的研究表明
There's some research.
美国人在疫情中间每天打开圣经的比例其实是下降了。
So during pandemic, the people reading the Bible actually diminishing.
在2020年的时候，每天打开圣经读圣经的美国人只占人口比例的 8.5%.
Only 8.5% of population will read the Bible during pandemic.
而在疫情之前2019年这个数字是 13.7%。
2019, before the pandemic, it was 13.7%.
这个研究表明，当人更少参与到本地教会的时候，他也更少的去读圣经。
Because we no longer come to church in person, and therefore people study Bible less.
2021年很快就来了。
2021 is upon us soon.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有你的读经计划呢？
Do you have a Bible study plan?
敬拜上帝意味着我们愿意去爱神的话语和遵守神的话语。
The worship is about reading God's word and obey.
Next. 那我想我们一起反思的第二个关于敬拜，就是敬拜和宣教的关系。
The second reflection is about the relationship between worship and mission.
提姆凯勒说过这样的一句话。
Another pastor talk about the mission.
教不是教会的终极目标。
Mission is not the ultimate goal of the church.
敬拜是教会的终极目标。
Worship is the ultimate goal of the church.
我们之所以要宣教，是因为在一些的人群中间，他们还没有去敬拜上帝。
Mission exists because worship.Doesn't exist yet in many population.
所以敬拜是我们一个最好的见证的机会。
The worship is the best opportunity to witness for God.
别人可以通过我们的敬拜而认识我们所敬拜的上帝。
Others can recognize God through our worship.
我想分享一个在我们中国的家庭教会的见证。Next.
So I would do a witness.Something about the family church in China.
在我们南京的这个教会中间有一位弟兄。
So in Nanking, there's a brother among us.
他在校园里面受洗。
So he was baptized during the campus ministry.
那么当他大学毕业的时候，他回到他的家乡常州。
When he graduated, he returned to his hometown, 常州。
但是他每个周末都要坐一个小时的火车回来南京去参加敬拜。
However, every Sunday, he took the train for an hour to return with us to worship.
那么后来他和一个教会的姐妹结婚。
He married a sister in the church.
他们有了他们的孩子。
And have kids.
那么在我在跟他的聊天祷告中间，我就鼓励他们可以开始在他们的家里去敬拜。
So when I pray and chat with them, I encourage them to start a worship in their home.
所以他们就开始去在他们的家庭里面邀请朋友一同去敬拜上帝。
So they started inviting friends and relatives to come to their home to worship.
那么这个弟兄的岳母因为来照顾孩子，来到他们的家里面，然后所以也参与了敬拜。
The mother-in-law, because taking care of their kids and join the worship.
他的同事也来到他们的家庭去参加敬拜。
And his colleagues also came.
然后在小区里的一些家庭也参与到他的敬拜。
And also the family in the community.
那么这张照片就是我们在同一天里面，我们有三位的新的弟兄姐妹受洗去归入基督。
So this is This is a photo about three members getting baptized.
而且在那一天，我们就正式在他们家里面成立了这个家庭教会。
And also, we established the house church in their home.
家庭教会并不是中国的原创。
The family church was not originated in China.
第一世纪的教会都是家庭教会。
First century churches are all.We're all family churches.
并没有教堂。
Because there's no church building.
在罗马书十六章，保罗去问候很多在家里的教会。
So in Romans chapter 16, Paul visited many churches in the household.
在使徒行传第八章，第一世纪的教会因为逼迫而分散。
In book of Acts, chapter 8, because of persecution, the church dispersed.
但是福音也因此就广传。
And the gospel had spread it because of the persecution.
今天在这一个2020年，教会也因为疫情而我们要被迫分散。
In 2020, we are separated because of the pandemic.
那我想鼓励大家，在弟兄姐妹去思考，这会不会是一个新的福音广传的机会呢？
We should reflect this as a new opportunity to spread the gospel.
我鼓励大家可以为这样去祷告。
So, I urge you to pray.
新的一年里面，我们可以在我们的家庭，在我们的社区，可以邀请更多的人参与和我们一同敬拜。
We can invite more people to join the worship in our house, in our community.
最后我有三个的反思问题给大家。Next.
I also posted 3 questions about reflection to you.
那我会先说完这三遍的中文，那请 James 帮我翻英文。那么这三个反思问题给大家就是：第一，你在等待什么？你在等待环境的改变、祷告的应许吗？有什么上帝的属性和上帝的话语是你可以抓住的？二，你在等待耶稣基督的再次降临吗？你要如何预备自己迎接主的再来？三，这次疫情如何更新你对敬拜的认识和实践？你可以继续看经文，在约翰福音4:23-24和罗马书12:1-2。Next.
First reflection, what are you waiting for? Changing circumstances?Fulfillment of prayers? What nature of word of God should you hold on to? Secondly, are you waiting for the second coming of Jesus Christ? How will you prepare for that? Thirdly, how the pandemic has renewed your concept and practice of worship? You can refer to John chapter 4, verses 23, 24, and book of Romans chapter 12, verses 1-2.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
阿爸，上帝。
Dear Heavenly Abba, Father.
诗人说，人算什么？世人算什么？你竟看顾他。
So we're nothing, and you have take care of us.
在洪水的时代，你因着怜悯恩典拯救挪亚一家。
During the flood, because your mercy, you saved the household of Noah.
在末世的时代，你也因着怜悯恩典。
In the end time, you also give us mercy and grace.
靠着耶稣基督的名，拯救一切愿意呼求、信靠他名的人。
Through Jesus Christ, whoever believes, you will save them and give them salvation.
主啊，你应许说你必快来。
You promise the second coming pretty soon. You will coming soon.
愿我们每个人的回应是：主啊，我愿你来。
May we respond, you're coming soon.
弟兄姐妹等待的信心。
So keep faith while we wait.
让我们在这个末世活出光和盐，荣耀你名的生活。
In the end time, we live as a light and salt to this world to glorify you.
愿我们的敬拜蒙你喜悦。
May our worship be pleasing to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
上帝祝福大家。
May God bless you.